Landru, The Bluebeard of France, by William Le Queux. Preamble. On the afternoon of Friday, April the 11th, 1919, a well-dressed, rather handsome, dark-eyed man with a spade-shaped beard named Lucien Guillet was walking under the colonnade at the Rue de Rivoli in Paris with his housekeeper, Fernande Segret, a tall, good-looking, fair-haired young woman. They passed a china shop near the Magasin de Louvre, and Monsieur Guillet decided to buy a new dinner service as an Easter present for his companion. Entering the shop, they chose a pretty set, the man paying 100 francs down and ordering it to be sent to his flat at 76 Rue Rochechouart, where the balance would be paid on delivery. They then left, walking happily back home again, little dreaming that the recognition of the man by a chance passer-by would solve a series of amazing murder mysteries and unmask one of the most greedy and cunning scoundrels in the history of crime. The name of that passer-by was Mademoiselle Lacoste. In Monsieur Lucien Guillet, she recognized a charming man that she had known as Monsieur André Charcot, a well-to-do manufacturer who had fled from Lille on the advance of the Germans, and to whom her sister, a widow with a small income named Buisson, had become engaged about a year before. Monsieur Charcot lived at a hotel in Beauvais, near Paris, and it was understood that he had a property at Gambet. One day, Madame Buisson wrote to her sister, saying that she was about to be married, and from that moment she and her belongings had completely disappeared. Mademoiselle Lacoste had written to the mayor of Gambet, inquiring about Monsieur Charcot, but a reply was received that no such person was known in the district. Through certain small matters, Mademoiselle's suspicions were aroused, and she went to the police, who made a few inquiries, and then dismissed the matter as an ordinary case of a sister marrying a rich man, and refusing to have anything further to do with a poor relation. At that time, too, owing to the war, the Paris police had many serious matters of enemy espionage to occupy their attention. When Mademoiselle Lacoste recognized her sister's husband, for whom she had so long been searching, walking with another woman, she did not accost him, but informed the nearest policeman, who, hearing her story, went to the china shop and obtained the address of Monsieur Guillet. The report was passed on to Inspector Gaffiot of the Sûreté, who in due course closely questioned the sister of the missing Madame Buisson and heard a repetition of the story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?